This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan shot today.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. It's time now for EB's entertainment page.
All right,
which is sponsored, of course.
That's right. The entertainment page, driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax, ask for my girl Miriam. She's the new general manager. Or check them out online at BMWFairfax.com. You know, I didn't mention this. My X5, the other day, I went to open up the car to put my bag. I always put my bags in the front passenger seat. Huge. I think somebody keyed me. Huge. Ooh. Like line, like a curved line.
On which door?
Passenger side door. Why do people do that? If they didn't like the way I was parked or something?
I have no idea.
So, I mean, people feel justified to do that?
I guess people still key cars in 2024. It's just a weird thing to do.
I mean, I don't really care. It's a lease.
But still. I mean, it just
looks terrible.
Well, it's vandalism. I mean, I'll be honest with you.
Sometimes if you go into, like, say, a shopping center and a couple cars are parked off.
Yeah.
For you to pull in, you kind of have to make it even. Mm-hmm. You might have to park off a little bit. And then someone leaves and they come in and it looks like you were the douche that started the off parking.
Yeah.
Cakes parks 100 miles away.
I take that all out of play. I don't vulture for the closest parking spot. I got out of that business about 15 years ago. I won't drive around to look for a closer spot. I just park way out, and I walk to where I need to go.
Right.
Because I can actually use my legs to walk. I'm not lazy.
I like to be close. I like to be close.
Well, then this is your time of year with Christmas shoppers coming out and about. This is your time to shine.
Yeah.
Battling people for close parking spots.
And it's not that I battle, but if I see an open spot, I like to take it. Mm. I'm not going to sit there and wait for a spot.
Yeah.
All right, this is interesting. I gotta be careful, man. Guy Fieri and Sammy Hagar's trucks carrying $1 million of tequila hijacked in double heist after crossing the border. That's terrible, Cakes.
Where were Henry Hill and what was his accomplice's name? I always forget. Valdez from Goodfellas. De Niro's character name. And Joe Pesci.
No, I was thinking the Ace Rothstein, but that's Casino.
That is Casino. You're getting your mob movies mixed up.
Jimmy.
Yeah. Those guys are boosting trucks left and right. Cigarettes, booze, all of it.
The missing trucks were carrying 24,000 bottles of Santa Blanco.
Good thing it wasn't a Scotty's vodka truck that got hijacked.
Reposado.
He'd be distraught. Like the Lufthansa.
Yeah.
As well as a specially made extra Anejo. I don't know. which was created over the course of 39 months. So it took like 3.5 years to make it, and they heisted it.
That is brazen, man. Like, how do you feel like you can just steal a tractor trailer and nobody's gonna notice?
Inside job, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
I was actually told yesterday that if I needed any olive oil, sweatsuits, or ear pods, that I just let them know.
Hey, yeah, EB. Hey, it's Vinny and Joe.
I mean, can you have any more stereotypical things to fall off the back of a truck?
EB, we got the cold-pressed extra virgin olive oil. Well, I'm not going to tell you how we got it.
Yeah, it's the good, is it the good kind?
But we got like a lot of it.
And they are big into olive oils.
And I'll tell you.
Well, I don't know. It's wild.
We didn't go to Costco and buy a whole bunch of it. If you catch my drift.
Yeah. Five big booms
We're
on the back
Costco
of the truck.
Costco guys like Big Justice and AJ.
They actually avoid Justice.
Yeah. It just fell off the truck. That's
and,
all.
And velour sweatsuits. We got a few extra. Size XXL and up.
Yeah.
Supposedly they had good sweatshirts.
Good sweatshirts? What kind?
I don't know, but I was told they're really good.
What was the third item? It was olive oil.
More and mortadella.
Olive oil, sweatsuits, and ear pods.
We got a bunch of gabagoo. Yeah. We got good, just going out of business price.
The buffalo mozzarella.
But they definitely are like, can you tell the difference was in like olive oil? I can't.
No.
You can?
Of course not.
Really I buy the cheapest.
I buy the cheapest, yeah, because I can't tell the difference.
You think this palate is discerning enough to pick out olive oil?
You can tell, Mike Marr?
Yeah, dude. You go to the Italian store in Arlington, they got top shelf olive oil.
That's our favorite store in Arlington, the Italian store.
This guy threw 100 spices on his steak.
Yeah. I don't know if I can take steak.
Mike Marr, you're banned from the store.
Yeah. Dravy, you claim you can?
Might be a challenge. No, I mean, you can tell the difference between like the different regions of olive oil, like Greek and Italian or Spanish.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
It's just not, I guess I'm not that big of a foodie then. I can't tell. I will say, since we had the guy call in and says you got to do the oil pulling, I've been occasionally, if I see olive oil, I pour some in and I've been just swishing around in my mouth for
minutes. For your bad teeth.
Yeah. It's supposed to pull the bacteria out. And it's supposed, I think some people even say it might help whiten your teeth.
Oh, well, who doesn't need that?
Yeah.
Hey, can we get a video of you gargling olive oil?
I'm not gargling I'm just swishing it around in my mouth.
See, hey, use as much as you want. We got plenty. There's more where that came from.
It's true. That is a true story. I did get that text yesterday.
I'm assuming it came from Vinny and Joe.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Who else calls them sweatsuits? Besides Italian American.
I don't know.
I mean, did they know the night constable?
Yeah.
So, of course, everybody saw the image and the video at this point on social media of Mike Tyson in his cheeks when he was giving the interview. I guess I didn't realize it at the time. Robbie informed me that was one of his sons that was interviewing. I mean, they had a son, they had Rosie Perez. I mean, what kind of operation was that whole
thing? It's a Mickey Mouse operation. Jesus. I've never seen it.
So his son is like a professional broadcaster? I mean, he sounded pretty good. Is it Amir?
I think it was Amir Tyson.
Is he a real broadcaster?
I think he does. Well, maybe some nepotism in there, but yeah. I think he works for the Zone or whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah.
DAZN, yeah.
So, I mean, whatever. I'm sure it's nepotism why he got his foot in the door, but it seemed like he was professional. That's why I was shocked when he kissed Mike, but I didn't realize it was his son.
Yeah.
But anyway, because of the cheeks and these porn sites, they know how to do it. He's been offered $250,000 cash, Cakes, by Camp Soda. They always come up big.
Okay. It's always a $250,000
offer. What is the offer for?
For him to, let me see. I think it's for him to be in a porno.
To pwn?
I'm not sure.
I mean, he would probably take it, right?
No, he's married.
Ah, he didn't know he's married.
He just got a big payday from Netflix, too.
10 or
so
20 million.
They say they want him to do a cam show for 1 hour.
A cam show? That doesn't sound like porno, does it?
Hold on. $250,000 per hour.
All he's got to do is flash his butt on a live webcam show.
Oh, why would he not do that?
Yeah, I'll do that again. $250K.
Just to show cheeks for an hour?
I'm showing my range with all the impressions, dirty EBs that I'm taking.
I mean, that's a no-brainer.
I would think.
I would imagine every single person here would do that.
You're just showing your butt cheeks?
Show my flat butt for 250? Yeah. Yes, 100%. Sign me up. Contact Cam Soda. If they want a flat-butted DJ to show his cheeks for an hour, they've got a guy.
I know a guy. Yours is pretty flat. You could take that humiliation.
It's fine. You think I care? We work in radio.
I know, but
we've been humiliated for nearly 30 years.
I know, but that's really putting it out there.
Yeah. Of course I could take it. For 250 large, straight into my bank account?
You would do that today.
Today. Right now.
Live stream.
Monument Ted and Zach, if you guys want to really pivot and get some extra eyeballs, yeah. I'm your guy. I don't think it's kind of where you want to go with your network, but...
I would alt-cast that for an hour.
The alt-cast.
Maybe save that for the alt-cast.
Yeah, save that for the alt-cast.
December 14th, mark your calendars, okay? Alt-cast. Cap Sabers. That is our maiden voyage, Jake, and possibly last voyage into the alt cast choppy waters.
Speaking of the Jake Paul fight, I guess now people are trying to figure out, well, what's going to be next? I don't know, where do you go next? It's 60 million households tune in. I think most were disappointed. You had the terrible Netflix buffering issue.
I'm out on the Netflix boxing scams.
Yeah,
I will no longer.
Were there others?
Well, this is the first of many because they got 60 million viewers. These eyeballs will not go watch Jake Paul fight anybody ever again.
Well, you're probably not going to see him fight Francis Ngannou. He's retired, right? He still fights?
He just left UFC.
He's 38. Ngannou was asked if he would fight Jake Paul, and he was like, come on, respect me. So he was like, no chance he would do that.
Yeah, I think Ngannou would mow through... Although Ngannou fought a professional boxer and got worked.
Until they offered him $15 million, and then all of a sudden he'd say, okay, maybe I'll fight Jake Paul. I would assume.
I think Ngannou's made sick money, like fighting in Saudi Arabia.
Right.
Ngannou fought Tyson Fury and knocked him down, arguably won the fight, lost by decision, which is controversial, and then he fought Anthony Joshua, another top-tier heavyweight boxer, and got knocked out in that, but
yeah.
I mean, he's looked good in his boxing career.
He fought one of the two best heavyweights. JP goes, well, he fought a boxer and didn't look very good. He fought two of the best boxers in the world.
No, I mean, he didn't look good against Anthony Joshua.
Yeah, he got knocked unconscious, but I mean, that's
against Tyson
fight.
Fury, most people thought that Fury didn't even train for that fight. So I'll give him some credit for that. But he got exposed against boxers.
Why are you giving him credit for not training?
No, I'm not giving Ngannou too much credit for that Tyson Fury fight because Fury supposedly didn't even train for it.
By the way, we should mention that Luke Thomas is going to join us at 9:40 before
this is where
the show
you're going to tell
done.
Him you're out on all combat sports.
Sure,
even UFC.
You think Luke Thomas cares if these casual eyeballs are out on all combat sports? He doesn't care. His popularity keeps zooming. He doesn't need me to.
Is Luke into boxing? He's into, like, real boxing. He's not into, like,
I think he's into all
boxing.
Combat sports.
All combat sports.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Good. Couple stories here about Diddy that don't go away. Now they're saying he's running the jail, Cakes.
he's the new Bowles.
Prosecutors are accusing Sean Diddy Combs of attempting to corruptly influence his sex trafficking trial by evading how his calls are monitored in jail, blackmailing victims, and other bombshell claims. He's allegedly used the telephone accounts of at least 8 other inmates in an effort to avoid prosecutors hearing his calls with people who are not on his approved contact list. They say he's been paying off the other inmates in order to use their accounts via payment processing apps and commissary account deposits. Oh,
those commissary accounts are important.
You know, think about this.
How do they have apps?
Huh?
They're in prison and they have apps?
Yeah, what happened to the good old prisons where they get served their meals on a money metal tray?
So you can Venmo people in prison?
And the tray gets shoved into the jail cell. That's the kind of jail that Diddy should be in.
I was thinking, like, if you're Diddy, like, okay, you're an icon, right? For sure.
Well,
whether you like him or not.
To some people, he's
an
icon.
Well, how about you say in the urban community, I would say by and large, right? But people are like,
I can't speak for the urban community. I don't know.
I can't speak for it either, but I mean, he's
been a megastar for sure.
Super famous guy
who...
A-lister.
An A-lister in that world.
He's also been a scoundrel throughout his career.
That goes without saying. That's a given. In prison, they probably look up to him.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the prison hierarchy is now, when it comes to Diddy.
The prison guys are notoriously hard on, like, pedophiles. So,
right.
And I think that's been part of the allegations against him. So maybe if some of that comes out, he might be in trouble. But they probably let him get away. He probably gets whatever he wants in prison, right? He's probably a rock star.
And it's like the prison scene from Goodfellas, Valdez. They bring in lobster
cutting,
tails.
Yeah, cutting the garlic with a razor.
Yeah, all of that. Yeah. Putting up the steaks.
Don't put too many onions in the sauce.
And last but not least.
How many Goodfellas references we have today?
Kim Kardashian
posted that comedy pyramid.
A bunch of videos on her Instagram story revealing her new friend, the humanoid robot Optimus, I guess put out there by Elon Musk's company, Tesla.
We have a quote from her robot. He's a robot.
The robot got in there.
Is probably slamming it. Sorry, Monumental.
They played rock, paper, scissors together.
Yeah, they said they played rock, paper. So this dumb robot knows how to play rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah.
They got it programmed?
It said, scissors, I saw the Ray J video. I know how you got famous.
I like your...
Go put on your Spanx immediately.
What do people want to use those robots for? Like to mow their lawn and stuff?
Yeah, it's almost like a butler.
Like having a slave. I mean, whatever. Like somebody to do all your dirty work.
Right, somebody go clean your bathroom.
Go clean your bath, like a maid.
Yeah.
All right, maybe I could see some utility in that.
The problem is... When
you don't have to feed it.
When it goes haywire in the middle of the night and its prime directive changes, and then it just wants to eliminate the human that's living in the house,
yeah, right.
Then you've got a problem.
I agree with that.
So,
hey, you could have that robot drive you into work.
be fantastic.
Chauffeur you around?
There's no chance I would allow that.
It's the same as just a Tesla that is auto-driving. That's right. The same concept.
Everyone has a Tesla. Every Tesla that you buy... Do they all have that self-driving feature, or is that something you pay extra for?
I don't know.
Not
I can't
sure.
afford one.
Yeah.
Though I have noticed when I park my Matchbox car near a Tesla here at work, if you get close enough to the Tesla, the screen activates, I think it's called Sentry. Like that alarm system's no joke. Like it knows if you're even close to the car, let alone like touching it or trying to steal it.
So it makes sounds?
It doesn't make a sound, but the screen lights up, and there's a big red dot that says Sentry activated if you get too close.
So what does that mean? Like their cameras are on?
I would assume like alarms, cameras, the whole nine.
So you're being monitored. We're being monitored
everywhere.
You're being watched. Yeah, we're being watched
being
everywhere.
Listened to.
Yeah, it's freaky.
All of it.
Right.
Big brother's out there.
Right.
So be ready.
All right, there you go, Cakes. I entertained you.
You did entertain me. That is correct. All right, don't forget, Brian Robinson will join us coming up in just about 40 minutes. That's at 9 a.m. Luke Thomas will talk combat sports with us coming up at 9:40. We're the Junks. We'll be right back.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to open up the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. It's a very simple question for Commanders fans. Does anything about the Dallas Cowboys scare you heading into their matchup with the Commanders this weekend?
Yes. I can list.
What scares you?
If I was a paranoid guy, or if I was a coach, this is what I would highlight to the guys.
Okay.
First of all, Micah Parsons has been in the conversation for like defensive player of the year the last few years. He's been banged up this year, but he's back. He had 2 sacks last week in limited action. Right? Maybe he didn't do anything last night. But
all right. So that's
he's still
I guess
Micah
one thing,
Parsons.
One potential
all right.
concern.
They have CeeDee Lamb, who even though he may be banged up.
You know, he had basically 100 yards, 8 catches last week, 12 targets. Did you see Kevontae Turpin? Did you see him take off? That kind of speed?
Who's going to cover Kevontae him? Turpin, yes.
That guy's
I did
got
see
speed.
That. He does, but he's...
So, mainly you got to account for him.
He's mainly a special teams player, and now Dallas is the point of their season, which is crumbled, where they're just trying anything. So, like, to me, that's more of a one-off than anything.
To answer your question, Cakes, it is a layup. And if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. If you look at the team statistically, they're giving up 29.3 points per game. That's 31st in the league. They're a bottom-tier team scoring. They only score 18.7 points per game. They cannot run the football.
No, that's a
brought
huge
back
problem.
Zeke. He's terrible. Dowdle, 10 carries for 28 yards yesterday. They're 31st in the league in terms of rushing yards. Individual players, sure. They've got a couple of individual players who are talented, like CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons. And, yeah, Turpin looked super fast yesterday. But overall, that team is in a death spiral. We talked about this earlier. They might go to Trey Lance because...
Like, what do you have to lose at this point?
Cooper Rush is 30.
Right.
You know...
At least see what Trey Lance can do when he's given a start in a full game. Now, could he face plant against an improving Commanders defense? Sure. But again, you're 3-7. You're not going anywhere.
You look at these last five losses, they got absolutely destroyed, obliterated by the Lions, 47-9.
Mm-hmm.
Had kind of a close game against the Niners, 30-24. Falcons game was close, 27-21. But the last 2 weeks... Eagles, Texans, 34-6, 34-10.
Well, the trend, the common thread there is those are Cooper Rush starts.
Well, basically, it's not changing unless it goes to Trey Lance.
They literally have no chance of competing and or winning a game if Cooper Rush starts a game.
So, yes, it
from
is a layup.
Two-game sample size.
Historically, this team has lost layups, but this is supposed to be a different regime, a different time with Jaden Daniels, with Dan Quinn, with Cliff Kingsbury, Joe Witt. It's supposed to be different. So, it should be a decisive win for Washington.
Dallas has been outscored by 106 points. The only two teams that are worse, the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Carolina Panthers. Mm. That's it.
It's kind of amazing. It's still an NFC East rival. I remember years where we've been horrible and we've pulled off upsets. I just don't think it's a layup. It might be an easy free throw.
Crazy thing is,
I don't think it's a layup.
Crazy thing is, that team won the division last year.
May not be a layup, but it's to me, it's like a 4-foot bunny in the lane. Like it's not a dunk or layup, but it's
maybe like
it's
a short
close.
Jump hook or something.
It's like a putback.
All right, let's
it's a rebound putback.
Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Let's go to Michael in Annapolis. Michael, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
I am 100% in alignment with you on what makes me nervous are two things. The 1-15 season when Dallas beat us once. Mm. I know that we should dominate this game, but until I see it regularly from this team putting down hard the teams they should put down, I'm nervous. And I'm also nervous about...
Hold on, Michael, before you make your next point, you're telling me you're actually nervous because... Yeah. Of something that didn't that happen in 1989?
Yeah, but there are other instances. There are other instances.
Okay, that's so long ago.
Well, you lost to Tommy DeVito last year. That was
impossible. You said it was impossible.
No, no. Here's the problem. I was betting on a Ron-led team.
Right, that's what I said. It should be different.
That was dumb of me to
it
do that.
It should be different.
This is a way different product.
It should be different. You know, one thing about the Cowboys, they got blasted last night 34-10. But if you actually look at some of the statistics, they were within 3 yards of the Texans. It was 391 to 388. Now you can argue garbage yards, whatever. 14 of the points for the Texans was late. You had the missed Aubrey field goal. Should have been 17-13 at the half. It was just 3-0 in the third quarter. So, you know, it was maybe closer than it looks like. Because when you see 34-10, and you just say, well, that's just a blowout. They actually had more first downs than the Texans last night.
I don't care about any of those. I don't care about any of those stats that you're regurgitating to me because that game was completely dominated by the Houston Texans.
All right, so here's my other point.
You're still on?
Jaden was not protected well last week. And with those ribs, I am a Micah Parsons is scaring the hell out of me. That, you know, strip sack, fumble, TD, and all of a sudden they have hope, and Jaden's down, and we're Mariota-based, and that's just making me nervous. That O-line better be on point and double-team him all night long.
All right, well, I mean, if Micah Parsons goes from one tackle in the box score this past weekend...
Well, you don't think he's capable?
He's capable, but...
You're writing off Micah Parsons?
Okay. For this upcoming weekend, I don't see him going from making one tackle in a blowout to all of a sudden being a demon that has 8 or 9 tackles and 2 sacks and a strip sack fumble.
So do you think he's like lost it?
I just think he's making his way back from an injury and he's not close to 100%.
Right. He had 2 sacks the game before.
It's fine.
What was that? Just fluky?
You know what I am? A non-believer in the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
As they're currently constructed.
I don't think Micah's a big tackles guy generally.
Yeah, a lot of those guys.
He's not a big tackles guy like last year.
He wasn't a big sacks guy last night either.
Oh, I'm just saying last year, 17 games.
You guys can
play full combat. He only had 64 tackles.
You guys want to glaze Micah Parsons all day? Go right ahead.
He's
I'm just telling you,
fearsome player.
I don't think he's going to have a huge impact on this weekend's game.
I mean he may not, but I mean, he's a freaking great player. Still, he's probably under 25.
He's a great player when he's
at 100%. It's not like he's 30.
He's 25.
He's 25 years old. You're writing him off like he's ancient.
I'm writing him off for this week. Now, if he goes out and has 3 sacks and is a game changer and a game record, then I'll have egg on my face.
All right, let's go to
Chris. It won't be the first time.
In Manassas. Chris, what's up? It's so dangerous, the game you're playing. Chris!
Yeah. All right, so now I'm going to take Micah Parsons for 5 sacks.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Dallas Cowboys
right.
to win by 2 touchdowns.
Okay, you
know,
do
I'm
that.
I'm a Commanders fan.
You go ahead and do that. You're going to be a big loser at the end of the day if you do that.
You're just betting against cakes, right?
Hey, by the way, on Monday, didn't you admit that you benched you're the fantasy guru. Didn't you admit that you like benched like a whole bunch of players and they got you like 3 points or minus 7 points and the other guy takes 75 points?
You're correct. I'm trying to compartmentalize that. I made a lineup error. It cost me a game. It cost me a matchup.
What was it? You benched Taysom Hill?
I benched Taysom Hill for TJ Hawkinson. TJ Nubbinson. It didn't work out well. I played Taysom in one league.
I knew as soon as you said that about Ovechkin yesterday, he was going down.
Oh, I'm so sure. I'm so sure you knew that.
Sure.
Looking back at his body of work over 20 seasons, where he's missed a total of 35 games.
You're the biggest mush.
He never gets injured.
I'm
sure that you knew that.
You're the biggest mush of all time, and you know it.
All right, thank you, Chris.
How dare you, sir? God, I'm praying that Ovi's day to day, not week to week.
I like that Cakes is
confident.
This confident about a game. Not necessarily about players' health, but in terms of games. I love this. I love this bravado.
I've never been more confident for the Commanders to beat the Dallas Cowboys than I am for them to beat this iteration that's coming in this
weekend. Were you just as confident against Tommy DeVito?
Of course he was.
I was pretty confident. Confidence was high. I agreed to take a marinara bath. Because that Goomba came in and beat Ron's team.
He said he loves to say it's physically impossible. The physically impossible.
I've already said that this
week. I'm saying that you did that for Tommy DeVito. It was physically impossible for Tommy DeVito.
What if we bring a mechanic? Will you ride a mechanical bull in here?
That's butt funny.
Sure, Dallas wins.
I've always kind of wanted to try my hand at a mechanical bull.
You got to wear a thong and ride a mechanical bull.
We can't even get an omelet maker. In the break room. You think we're going to get a mechanical bull out here where all the cubicles are?
You know that there's definitely a subgenre on YouTube of like Brazilian girls in thongs riding mechanical bulls.
I'm guessing you've seen that.
Your algorithm is so tainted.
It showed up
you have
on
the
my thing.
Yeah. Algorithm
it just showed up out of nowhere.
Yep. I swear.
My algorithm.
You think I typed that in?
Yeah, what did you search?
I don't know. It was right next to chiropractor videos.
Big butt bull. Hey, if you're searching bull, you got some JD searches.
All right, let's go to JT in Centerville. JT, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Josh. What's that?
What's up?
JT.
Hey, listen, man. Couple things. First of all, I ain't scared of nothing about this version of Dallas. Secondly, all these fans is calling in. They're afraid of this, afraid of that. He ain't lived the last 35 years. Everybody must be under 30 that's calling your show. They win it. We're going to hit a W, it might be 1 point. I don't care. 1 point is enough. Not only, everybody's talking about Michael Parsons and this and that. The Cowboys suck. They suck. They sucked at the beginning of the season. They suck now. My 11-year-old son calls games better than anybody I know, and he told me the Cowboys are the worst team in the league.
Well, he should tell you that's you have a bubbly sounding phone. Yeah. I don't know. Like, are you calling from an aquarium? What is happening?
The Cowboys suck as much as his phone.
Well, the one thing that is true is that this is what the Skins do. They actually had this year, and it's what you're supposed to do. They've been beating up on the bad teams.
Right.
So if that trend continues, we should be fine.
Now, totally different team, totally different season, but last year the Cowboys pretty much pounded the Commanders 45-10 and 38-10.
Well, I'm guessing that I'm guessing both of those games they had Dak Prescott under center for that game.
Pretty confident.
And their defense wasn't a shell of its former self.
It was Dak Prescott. You know, and it was also Sam Howell.
Right. You know that Cooper Rush threw for like 354 yards last night. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but most
doesn't
people say he didn't.
Me one bit.
He didn't play well. He didn't
doesn't
play
shatter
well.
My confidence well. One iota.
But if he throws for 354 against us, I don't think that bodes well.
He's might not, have Marshawn Lattimore.
He's not throwing. You know what? It's impossible to throw for 354 when you're nailed to the bench because Mike McCarthy, that big oaf, is going to say, Trey Lance, go out and try to save our season.
Mm. Trey Lance.
Hey, wouldn't it be so fitting?
If Trey Lance came in and had an amazing game.
Yeah, and Cakes is the Trey Lance truther. He's always has been.
I'd be very conflicted.
And then he comes in and then beats the Commanders. And then Cakes has to ride the bull in his thong.
No, I never agreed to a thong. You're just throwing that in. It's physically impossible for the number two overall pick, Jaden Daniels.
Physically impossible.
Jaden Daniels, okay, stud, to be beaten by an also-ran number third stringer, the guy I used to wave the flag for, and I'm embarrassed about it, Trey Lance. It will never happen.
Do you know
on his home field? Never will happen. I'm doubling down on it, Valdez. I don't care. I don't care if it's a negative count I'm betting into. I'm doubling down. All the chips are going in. What do I have to lose? Everybody hates me already. I said Ovi never gets injured. He goes out and gets injured. Or, sorry, hurt. Hopefully he got hurt, you know, against, not injured.
Against Houston, in his rookie year, he was 16 of 23. He completed 70% of his passes, 250 yards, two touchdowns.
You're talking about
quarterback,
Trey Lance?
A quarterback rating of 116. So he's actually done it before. He's actually had a good game
okay,
before.
Okay, that's fine. Everybody has an outlier good game here and there.
Right.
He sucks.
I agree.
He can't beat out Cooper Rush. I know he sucks if he can't beat out the dude that was on display last night. And he ain't beating the Commanders here this weekend. Whatever quarterback comes out and plays for the Cowboys, not beating the Commanders this weekend at home.
Whew. All right.
There you have it.
You know what to do, people.
Fade
call
me
all your books.
Fade me at your peril. Go ahead. Load up on the Cowboys. I freaking dare you to do it. I'm daring you. All of you. All of you out there. Hmm. All right. When we come back, we will talk about why pickleball apparently all of a sudden is a contact sport. And don't forget, coming up in just about 20 minutes, Brian Robinson from the Commanders, who are going to win this weekend. He'll join us coming up at 9 a.m. B-Rob, Brian Robinson Jr. is on deck. He'll be on the show at 9 o'clock. You don't want to miss that. And Luke Thomas, who we've known for a long, long time, he is one of the world's foremost experts when it comes to all things combat sports. He'll join us at 9:40.
Saw a couple of his takes. He has a really strong take about the Tyson-Jake Paul fight.
Okay, good.
Was really offended that Jake Paul said he was carrying Tyson, said he did it with no dignity.
Mm-hmm.
And then we could talk a little UFC with him on the Stipe John Jones fight. He apparently, shocker, went back and looked at all these old Stipe fights and just saw a major difference in him slowing down and stuff.
Right.
So he was impressed, but not overwhelmed by John Jones's performance. So we can talk about what's next on the horizon in the UFC.
Yeah. So Luke Thomas, all things combat sports. So pickleball is not supposed to be a combat sport. It's supposed to be something you play with your friends. You play, it's a sport that as you're getting older, you can play, you know, into your probably 70s, 80s, maybe even your 90s. It's not supposed to be something where, you know, tempers are flaring.
No.
It's supposed to be a fun pursuit. A
family thing.
Yeah. So a video that was circulating on Twitter yesterday, it's kind of a disturbing video where it shows the end, I guess, of a tournament match, of a doubles match, where these four guys are playing pickleball. And at the end, they show the final point. The guys go up to the net to shake hands and tap paddles and do whatever you do at the end of a pickleball match. And one of the guys from the winning team was a little overzealous, and he accidentally slapped the other guy's paddle out of his hand as he was going to like do the handshake line. So the paddle hits the ground. The guy who knocked it out, I guess, felt bad about it. He bends over to pick up the paddle to hand it back to the guy. And the guy who had the paddle knocked out of his hand kicks him in the head like his head was a football. He did a Tress Way imitation, kicked the dude straight in the head. Guy's blood pouring out of his head. You know, it caused just this huge scene.
Are these pros or are these just like amateurs?
I have no idea. I don't know the details.
Amateurs.
They're just amateurs.
Yeah, they're just.
So it's like a fight that breaks out on a golf course.
Just random amateurs like fighting over pickleball.
It might have been a carbon fiber paddle ball or a pickleball paddle.
Okay.
I have no idea. Making that up.
Sure. The paddles are way overpriced.
Yeah.
I mean, but still, like,
no.
His reaction did not fit. You know,
the definition of being a sore loser.
The only thing I would say is I don't think this has anything to do with pickleball. That, I mean, you see this on a golf course all the time. People fight over people playing too slow,
right,
hitting into them.
Sure.
You know, this kind of stuff. Fights happen and pick up basketball games
all the time. I don't know if there's bad blood building during the match, but it seems like it couldn't have been more innocent. Like an exchange up at the net.
Grab's just putting this in here because he hates pickleball and he wants any negative attention.
Oh, it went viral. I saw the story.
This is the most interesting thing I've ever seen on a pickleball court. Are you kidding me?
Cakes, have you ever even had an argument on the pickleball court?
On a pickleball court?
Do you guys
court?
Argue like whether your opponent stepped in the kitchen?
No.
Have you ever felt there was cheating?
No, usually there's, I mean, for the most part, I think this is with tennis and any like racket sport, there's usually like honor amongst like, you make your own calls. You know, like if you step into the kitchen or you call yourself out.
So you never beef. You never had a beef with anybody.
No, of course
not.
Of course not.
Wasn't there a kid that we grew up with?
Yes.
That played tennis. That was notorious for cheating on his calls.
Notorious
ended up
cheater.
Being an actor.
I know exactly who you're talking
about. I didn't
about.
Play against him. I just know you guys talking about it.
He was
it
in
for
a
years.
Movie, License to Drive. Actually,
yes. He was.
Yeah.
He was on my soccer team.
He and his twin brother.
When he was
notorious
11.
Tennis cheaters.
Yeah, they.
I also knew another guy who, very dicey when it came to some calls on the tennis court.
Hmm.
And when we were both vying for the same female population, he would always just crowbar his way in. It was very annoying. It's a subplot.
It still irks you.
No, I mean, it was just.
It has haunted him.
No.
He's been married for 30 years. He's worried about the guy going after his 12-year-old girlfriend.
The problem was, it was uncanny how anytime there was interest showed by this guy, this other guy is he's right there in the mix.
He's tailing you.
Yeah. It was a rivalry. It was like. It was like Borg Connors back in the day. But it wasn't about tennis. It wasn't the tennis rivalry. It was an off-the-court rivalry.
But I don't think this is some big thing where there's a trend of like fighting on pickleball courts.
Of course not. It's funny. Honestly, I think the guy deserved a kick in the face. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Deserved a kick in the face.
Borderline. You're acting like an idiot out there screaming, F yeah! And then... I'm sure that was accidental, Cakes. The guy, he smacked his paddle, and the guy dropped it. He smacked it because he was being a...
Okay, so if that happens, maybe you have words with the guy, but you don't drop kick his head. Like
opportunity presented itself.
Like it's a rugby ball.
I think they were both tools, and they both got overworked.
Well, I know the guy that kicked the other dude in the head should be arrested.
Perhaps. I guess that's...
Perhaps. Perhaps somebody came and kicked you in the head, you'd say, oh, I don't know if I want to press charges. You'd press charges.
I would definitely not press charges.
You wouldn't miss two fields.
If you got kicked in the head on a pickleball court, Like your head was a Spalding.
I would never.
Was
press
a Wilson football.
I would not press charges for
you
that.
You wouldn't.
No.
You wouldn't sue that guy for everything he's got for
hey,
kicking.
You know how many times that you get punched on the basketball court and stuff. Like that stuff happens.
Yeah. Just remember, he went after his brother with a brick.
Never gotten punched on a basketball court.
Was it a brick?
Well, you never fight your brother ever in your life.
Not with a brick or whatever you did.
I guess you guys all grew up in white pick fences.
No.
Never had any problems.
No, of course I fought my brother.
Anything.
But what was the instrument you used against your brother?
It was a landscaping rock.
It's fine. Hey, sometimes
I hit him in the back.
In the heat of passion, you grab whatever's available.
Right.
It happens. Whatever.
Yeah. You guys never get worked up?
Oh, I've gotten worked up for sure.
Yeah.
Not on a pickleball court.
No, but on basketball court.
He got worked up about the RG3.
No, I got worked up on a basketball court. I had a guy pull a gun, go to his backpack and get done it. I'm not kidding.
Like white men can't jump?
Yeah. Did JP press charges when EB jumped over the console over Peyton Manning fight?
That's different.
How is that any different? That's the same thing.
Wasn't about Peyton Manning. It was about a stupid rap.
Whatever. No. To me, that's a different level of violence than EB jumping over and them in a wrestling
just a shoving
scrum
thing.
For 5 seconds.
That was a little quick kick to the forehead.
A little quick kick.
I thought it was. I mean, pressing charges, it's a little outrageous.
A kick to the face is kind of next level than a punch.
I mean, but yeah.
I mean, that guy is a despicable human being, in my opinion. The kicker. Now, the other guy is probably a douche, too.
Were they yelling at you? Could hear on the video they're yelling at each other, F you and all that.
The guy who got kicked, he was a little overzealous for winning a stupid pickleball match. Like he was above and beyond, but it didn't warrant getting kicked in your face.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, that's outrageous.
I mean, look, things happen. You throw a basketball at a guy's head every once in a while. People fight on during combat or during sports and they get worked up.
Tempers flare.
I mean,
it happens.
If they're friends or they somewhat know each other, I'm not pressing charges against.
Oh, I don't think these guys are friends from the looks of it.
Who knows?
Or they know whatever.
I mean, if they're not pros, they probably are friends. They're probably in the same pickleball group or something. Or they're in a random tournament, maybe. I got a
or
buddy.
Or just be pickup like at Lifetime where I go to the gym, they have 3 courts, they're always full. And I did it one time, and you kind of like put your name in, and then you just get paired up. Yeah, so you don't necessarily know who you're playing.
You were just playing with the donks? Oh, yeah, I wouldn't do that. Unless I was part of the donk crew. You know what I mean? And like I knew everybody there, kind of.
You're not just going to sign up and play with randos.
I'm not just going to sign up with a bunch of strangers.
Yeah.
And no.
I'm kind of with you.
Yeah. That's kind of how it works from what I see.
I'm going to play with my group. The group
that
I know.
Yeah, but those people probably a lot of them know each other.
A lot of them, sure. Yeah. They're regulars.
You just showed up.
But you still just rotate.
Just showed up. Just bum rush their games.
All right. Well, what we learned from this segment is you can just kick Drab in the face, and he's not going to be fazed by it.
Yeah, he can
be like,
it.
You know what? This is just normal competition.
Remind me never to play a racket sport with cakes.
Well,
that's also because Drab, you were notorious like racket smasher, racket thrower, and all that, right? Growing up,
bit of a head case.
Yeah.
So your
a little bit mental.
Yeah. How many rackets did you ruin?
Dozens.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I mean, did it a few weeks ago.
Pops Cahill would have so much more money in the bank.
You smashed a racket?
I threw it 300 feet over the cage out into the parking lot.
You're kidding.
Playing with John? Playing with John? That's like the most innocent, friendly.
The guy from Chipotle beat you?
Potbelly.
Potbelly? Yeah. The guy from Potbelly beat you?
Well, I beat myself.
Ah. And so that's why you chucked it?
It's a mentally grueling game.
It can be. That is true. You're in the crucible, Drab. It's tough sometimes. All right, when we come back, we will talk Commanders football with Brian Robinson Jr. from the Commanders. He joins us every single week. We'll preview the Dallas game with him next.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.